Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now on Mishnah Gimel, Daf Ayin Tet Amud Bet, Mishnah Gimel of the 8th Perek. Beit Shammai, Poter Adam Ishto Beget Yashan Vetelo Osrin. Beit Shammai allow you to use a Get Yashan. We'll see what a Get Yashan is, and Beit Hillel do not allow. Vezu Get Yashan. What is a Get Yashan? Koshin Techedi Mame Achar Shektavola. After he wrote the get, and then they, before he gave it to her, they were alone together. What's the concern? We'll see. But Shammai says there's simply no reason to make a precaution against people saying that she got divorced before she had a child. In other words, the guy wrote a get, and then they continued living together. He didn't give it to her, and they had kids, and then he gave it to her. But since the date on the get is early, people will say she was born out of wedlock, which is like a pgam. It's nothing, there's nothing formal status, but it's not nice. Tilal Savri, Amrin Gzera, Shemim Rugita Kodim Livna. Tilal said we do have such a concern. Amaravi Abba, Baramar Shmuel, Imni Seit Lotetse. He said if she marries based on a get Yashan, even Beit Hillel will agree, she doesn't have to leave that second husband. There's another version in which Shmuel said that if she got such a get, she can lachatchila marry and doesn't need a new get. Just ideally, you don't give such a get lachatchila. Okay, now we have several Mishnayot clumped together, and on the page I've outlined where each one ends, or either each one is bounded. And we'll see as follows. Katavashu machut sheinahogenet. Literally, if he wrote on the get and dated it to or associated it with an inappropriate reign. We'll see what that means. L'shum malchut madai, l'shum malchut yavan. These are kingdoms that by the time of the Mishnah are no longer ruling. L'vinyan habayit, if he dates it to the time when the Beit HaMikdash was built, which is hundreds of years earlier, and it was no longer standing. L'churban habayit, which was relatively recent and was still the situation, of course. The destruction. Hayab Mizrach Khatab Marav Marav Khatab Mizrach. If he was in one town on one side and the get had written on it that it was done in a different place, we'll have to see what that means, then Tetse Mizel Mizeh. In any one of those cases, if she remarries, then she cannot go back to her first husband, but she cannot stay with a second husband. This is very much akin to the Mishnayot at the end of Yevamot, when a woman marries based on the rumor, the word that her husband had died, and then he comes back. She needs a divorce from each one. She has none of the rights of collecting ktubah or perot, from the husband, not mezonot, he has an oher, not plaot, meaning the used up clothing that he gives her she can't keep, from either husband, imnat la mizel mizeh tachzir, not only that, it's not even a safek, such that if she did take money from them, she has to return it, v'havlad mamzer mizel mizeh, and a child that she has either with the second husband or if she goes back to the first, is a mamzer. This, by the way, is a mamzer durabanan, because midaraita, the get, is valid. And we'll see whose opinion this is. And as a result of the fact that there's a mamzer de rabbanan, he can't marry anybody, neither a mamzer de oraita or a kosher. Velozev is a metamin laf. Either husband was a kohen and she died, they don't go to the funeral. Velozev is a zakein lo mitziyatav lo seyadav lo hafarat nareal. They have none of the rights over her, over her mitziya, her wages, they can't be made for nadarim. Haitab bat Yisrael, nifsalam min ha-kuhuna. If she's about Yisrael, she can't marry Kohen because she now has a din of a zona, because this is considered to be adultery. But Levi, if she's about Levi, then she cannot go back and have ma'aser, which is a knas. But Kohen min ha-truma. If she's about Kohen, she cannot return to her father's house and have truma because she has a din of a zona. That's midin venitma venitma, chad lebal, chad leboil, and the third one is latruma, the sugya and sota. Vein yorshin shalzeh v'yorshin shalzeh yorshim ktubata, and neither heirs of each of the husbands, of either of the husbands, inherit her ktuba, goes back to her father's family. V'meitu, and if either one of them dies, achiv shalzeh chotzin v'lo miyamin, as in any case with a safek, or with an isur derabanan, to marry, we say she has to do chalitza, because there's a zika, but there's no yibum. Alright. Now, that seems to be the first case, series of cases. Now, that whole list of things will not be repeated, but we referred to several times in the coming Mishnayot. Shina Shmo Shma. Let's say they wrote the wrong name for him, for her, Shem Yirov, Shem Yirah, his city, her city, Tetzel Mizeh, Mizeh. Then again, she can marry neither. She must leave the second husband and can't go back to the first. All that whole list that we just have had applies. Kol arev perot and blaot and mitzi, etc. Kol areot shamru. Now this is the next Mishnah. So all the list at the beginning of Masachet Yevamot is the 15 women that if any of their arayot to the yavam, if they fell to the yavam, for instance, the yavam married his niece, and he dies, so she falls to her own father. The halacha is, as we saw at the beginning of Masachet Yevamot, that not only is there no yibum on the table and no need for chalitza for the daughter, but also any co-wives are also pater. Now, what happens if afterwards it turns out that the marriage that was the trouble marriage, meaning the niece, turned out to be not a real marriage for some reason? Then it turns out that the co-wife needed chalitza. So let's see. Kol arayot shamru tzarotein mutarot. All of those arayot, those 15. Hachu hatzarot ha'elu v'nisu. So let's say that Sarah went and married somebody else. V'nimtzu elu ailonit. And then the daughter, in this case, turns out to be an ailonit, which means the marriage is never valid. Teitze mizeh u'mizeh. An ailonit, as far as Yibum goes, means it wasn't a valid marriage. Teitze mizeh u'mizeh. Again, that Sarah has to leave her new husband, but she cannot go back to the Yavam. That whole list that we just saw applies. She does need a get from the second husband, and she'll need chalitza from one of the brothers. Hakuneset yivimto, another case similar. A guy marries the Yavama, so all the other wives are pater. One of the wives goes and marries another guy. Turns out the one who married was an Ilanit. The one who did Yivam was an Ilanit. Again, it's Sarah, Tetze Mizeh Mizeh, Chodochim Ha'eluba. Okay, now the beginning of the next Mishnah, Katav Sofer Ged Le'ish V'Shovar Le'isha. If a Sofer wrote a get on behalf of a man, and it wrote a receipt on behalf of the woman that she was going to give him when she got her ktubah, V'Tam Anatam Ged Le'isha V'Shovar Le'isha, and he gave the wrong document to the wrong person, and he gave the woman the get, and the man the Shovar, V'Natnu Zelazeh, and then they swapped, so they had the right document. U'Le'achar Zman, but, in other words, the man now got the get, and the woman got the shofar, and now they had to properly give each other. And then a few years later, we find the man still holding the get, and the woman still holding the shofar. It makes it sound like the man never gave her the get. The same halacha applies, that this woman who married somebody else has to leave him, can't go back to her original husband, etc. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Rabbi Lazar married Imla Altar Yatsa, if immediately, and we'll see what immediately means, then ain's a get. Then we say it's not a valid get, and they have to take it back and give it properly. Im lachar zman yatsa, but if it's after a time, and again, that'll be post l'altar, harei ze get, it's valid. Why? Lo kol haymenu min harishon labeid zchuto shel sheni. This first husband, who's holding the get and claiming, oh, I never gave it to her, I just realized, doesn't have the right to deprive the second guy, which we assume means the second husband, to deprive him of his wife because he's holding on to the get. Who says? Maybe he gave her the get and then he somehow took it back and he's trying to hurt her. Okay, so now let's go back over the Mishnah. The first series of circumstances was if you wrote it to a malchut sheina hogenet. My malchut sheina hogenet. What's an inappropriate malchut? So we say malchut haromiim, the Romans. According to the Sefer Aruch, this may refer to the Roman Empire after it split into East and West, and the Western Empire was not very strong. However, that's kind of unlikely because of the timing. So it may just mean the Romim in general. Why is it called an inappropriate kingdom? This is also a sugya in Avodah Zarah, that they don't have their own script, they don't have their own language. What that means, it may be a strong polemic against the church. In any case, that's why they're called Malchut Sheina Hogenet, but the idea is even, as Tosfot points out, even a Malchut Sheina Hogenet, if you're in Bavel and you write it and put in this year of the Roman Empire, then the local authorities will feel slighted that they're not mentioned in it, even though you're mentioning an inappropriate, lowly kind of kingdom. Certainly if you mention a powerful one. Amar Ulam Neima Tekinu Malchut Pekitin. So why did the rabbis direct that you should write the local reign in the get as far as the years go? Mishum shlom machut. Make nice with the government. Mishum shlom machut, et cetera, vlad mamzer. What? And because you wrote it wrong and you just didn't make nice to the government, it's a puzzle get, she has to leave a new husband, the kid's a mamzer, that's pretty strong. The answer is Ian, Rameir Latame. We'll see this is all authored by Rameir. Rameir holds is consistent with his own reasoning. Damar Avnuna Mishmei Du'ula Omer Hayar Meir. Meir used to say, Kol HaMashana Mapeya Shetivu Chacham Migitin. Anybody who deviates from the exact wording that the Rabbanan established for Gitin, Teitseva Vlad Mamzer, that she has to leave, and the kid is a mamzer. That's of course mamzer Rabbanan, but that's of course Rabbi Meir's opinion. Now later on said l'shum machut yavan. So now why did we have to have machut shenogenet, mada, yavan, binyan abayit, chorban abayit? Why do we need all five of those? Utsricha, the yashmin machut shenogenet, if you had the Romans, mishum demlicha, because they're currently ruling. I understand why the local government would be upset that you have some other currently ruling government somewhere else. It's like treachery. Machud Madai, Machud Yavan, Maida Havi Havi. Those are kingdoms that are long gone. Maybe nobody would care. Yashmir Machud Madai, Machud Yavan. And if you said that even that's a problem, Mishunda Machuta Havu. Those were sovereigns at their time. Binyan Abayit, Maida Havi Havi. Binyan Beit HaMikdash has happened a long time ago and is nothing but sovereignty. It's just a great historic event in the Jewish history. Yashmir and Binyan Abayit, if you mention that, the Amri Kamid Kari Shivchayu. You could say, the Jews are praising, remembering their own praiseworthy days, and maybe we're upset by that. Of a Churban Abayit, the Tzarahu, Eimalo, but if they write that it's this year from the Churban Abayit, then that's their own pain. Why would we be upset by that? Sricha, the answer is, therefore you need to have all of them to indicate that they're Pasul, because, it has to follow the exact form of the Rabbanan established, which is the local Machut. The Mishnah then said that if he was in the east and wrote west, west and east, it's possible. So man, who wrote this? Elim Abal, the husband wrote this? Hainu Shina Shema V'Shema. That's the later part of the Mishnah that said if you wrote the wrong city, Shemirah V'Shemirah. Elalav Sofer, must be that the Sofer wrote it. Meaning, Kedamalu Rav the Sofer, like Rav commanded his Sofer. From Rav Huna the Sofer, and Rav Huna, his Talmud, also directed his scribe. Kiatvitu Bishili, Ktubu Bishili. Wait, if you're sitting in the city of Shili, these Shili and Hini were two cities right on the Tigris River that were near each other, market cities. So if you're sitting in Shili and you're writing a get, write Bishili. Eve Avagav de Mimsur Lachumili Bihini, even though you were in the other town of Hini when you were commissioned to write it. Kadvitu Bihini, Ktubu Bihini, Avagav de Mimsur Lachumili Bishili, and vice versa. Even if you were told in Shili to write the get, if you're writing in Hini, write that. So if you mess that up, that is, fits in with the first part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. What's his comment? Zu Divrei Meir. That entire first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir, as we saw, said if you deviate by one bit of the way Chachamim established the text of the get, it's Pasul, Teitzev, Avad Mamzer. Aba Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim disagreed and said, Afilo Katav El Shem Santar Shabair. Even if you just wrote and said to this year of the local clerk, or the local guardian, of the city. Harezum Gureshet. That's fine. Alright, so they don't accept Rav Meir's thing. It has to be exactly that way. Hahu Gita da Havektiv Be L'Shem Istandra de Baschar. There was a particular get, and it had it listed by the local, sort of duke. Sort of like, not the duke, but sort of the representative of the government who was there. Shachem Nachem Rav Chista the Kame de Rabba. So he asked Rabba, Ki I Gav Namai, is this a puzzle get? Shalachlei b'hafilu Rameir mode. Here even Rameir admits that it's good. My taima meotamachutu. He's from the same government that's ruling, right? Which it takes honor in the fact that you're mentioning our representative. Umayshtam misantar shabeir. How's that any different than the city watchman? Hatam zila lehumilta. There, it's kind of degrading for the government that you're mentioning this local cop. Hacha shvicha lehumilta. There, it's to their honor. So again, it all comes around shalom malchut. What's going to make them feel good? And Rav, just like Shmuel said, this entire piece is Rav Meir. Ha'omrim ha'vlad kasher. So Shmuel only went part of the way to say that if you wrote to the local santar, which by the way may come from the word natar, to guard, and may even be connected to the word centaur, centurion, but ha'vlad kasher, Chachamim say in the entire first piece of the Mishnah, you wrote the wrong kingdom, and you wrote east instead of west, etc. So the kid is kasher. But the second part of the Mishnah, where it said, if you wrote the wrong name, or the wrong name of the city, the kid is a mamzer. Rashi said, I can prove it to you. He quotes the second half of the Mishnah. Who mentioned this? If it's Rav Meir saying that, so why doesn't he mix the whole Mishnah together and say, if you wrote for the wrong kingdom, Mada, Yavan, Binyan Abayit, Churban Abayit, Mizrach, Marav, Shinashmo, Shinashma, Iro, Ira, all one list, and then give the results. Lashma min Rabbanan. It must be that the first part is Reb Meir, and then the Rabbanan come along and say, here's where we'll agree with you about Shina Shma Ushma, and then we'll say that everything that you just listed will apply in that case. Shma mina. Okay, Katav Kol Arayot Shabbat Shamru. The next Mishnah then said that if you have any of the 15 Arayot that exempt their Tzarot from Yibum, and the Tzara went and married somebody else, and then the Erva turned out to be an Ilonit, which means her original marriage was no good, which means there was no exemption. So we said that if she went off and married somebody, then she becomes also to both and loses all those rights, etc. Nisu in Zinulo, it's only if she married, not if she just slept with somebody. So Lema Teyavet Yuvte de Rav Hamnuna. This seems to disprove Rav Hamnuna's point. Rav Hamnuna, Shemret Yavam Shazinta, Surali Yavama. That a Shemret Yavam that goes off and sleeps with somebody is now Asur to the Yavam. It seems from here that she's Mutera Liyavam, because we only said Tetzei Mizel Mizev, she married somebody else. Lo, Nisu V'Hadin L'Zinu, the truth is that the Mishnah meant Nisu, it also meant even if she just had Znut. So why did the Mishnah say Nisu? L'Shemal Yanakad, I want to pick a nicer way of saying it. V'Ikadamri, some people talk the opposite take. Nisu V'Hadin L'Zinu, they start off by saying married, and the same thing applies to if she had Znut. So Lema Sayla Rav Hamnuna, the supports Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna, Shemret Yavam Shazinta Asura Liyavama, so lo, Nisu Dafka. No, perhaps it's the opposite. Maybe it's only if she married that we prohibit her, but not Znut, Mishum D'michof HaMe'isha Shalach Bal Medinat Hayam. Because it's too close to the case of a woman whose husband goes off to Medinat Hayam, the famous case, and she hears that he's dead, Al Pi Erechad, however it may be, and she goes and marries somebody else, and the husband shows up, Tetzei Mizel Mizeh, so it's only if the Shomer Yavam went and married somebody else that the cases are akin, but not Znut. Okay, Akoneset Yivim To. We said that if you married the Yivama, so there's two cases with Yibum. If a woman is exempt, I thought she was exempt because she was a co-wife with an Erva, and the other one was where they were Chayav, but one of the other wives did Yibum, so she's now off the hook. And again, the one who did Yibum turned out to be an Ilonit. So Utsricha, the Gemara says you need both cases. Why? If we only had the first case with the Erva, because there was no mitzvah Yibum that was fulfilled, I would say, sure, she should have been more careful and waited to make sure that the exempting woman really was legitimately exempting. But in this case, where mitzvah Yibum was fulfilled, Emalo, I would say that there's no reason to fine her. She didn't have any reason to wait. The other girl did Yibum. If I only had this case, after all, she was up for Yibum. It's not like before where she knew the whole time, if this husband dies, I'm immediately free because one of my co-wives is an erva to him. But here, the Yibum is on the table, and I just happen to be the one not picked. I would think that in the first case where she was never up for Yibum, I would think we won't find her for going off and marrying right away and not waiting to see that the erva grew up as a normal woman. So Tzricha, that's why I need both. Okay, the last case that we had in our group of Mishnayot was if the sofer wrote a get and a shovar and gave the get by accident to the woman and the shovar to the man, and then they switched. But then a little while later, the man still has the get. So Chacham said that it says if there's no get, it's mizel mizel. Or Belazar says if they found it immediately, then it's no get, and they have to give it properly. And if it's after a while, then we say it's a proper get, because he has no reason to right to deprive the second guy. What is immediately? So Shmuel says, Kozman Shiyoshvin Vasukin Matonyan, as long as the Beit Din is still sitting working on this thing, Zel Laltar. So if the husband is standing there with the get and she's standing there with the shovar and they're still dealing with it, and then they take a look and see the husband still has the get, they say, okay, that's immediate, it's no good, you have to properly give it. Right? Lamdu Zeu Lachar Mizman. If they already got up, that's our Lachar Mizman, and Rav Elazar says kosher. Rabbi Ava Amar says, no, it's simpler. Lo Nisei Zeu Laltar. If she didn't yet marry based on this get, that's Laltar. Then he can just give her the get. Nisei Zeu Lachar Mizman. If she already married, that's Lachar Mizman. And the get is valid. Tanan, now let's start to see which one of them fits the Mishnah better. Lo, kol ha'minir shel labeit zchuto shel sheni. The Rishon doesn't have the right. The first husband doesn't have the right to mess up the rights of the second guy. Now, Bishlam Vada Bar Hava, according to Vada Bar Hava, who says the difference is between immediate meaning before she got married, and lachar zman is after she got married. Hanu tani sheni. That's why there's a sheni in the picture who was saying the rishon doesn't have the right to deprive him, and suddenly, I've got to get. Now you got to give her up and everything else, right? El Shmuel, my sheni. But according to Shmuel, what's the sheni? The answer is zchut haruya l'sheni, meaning that the once she has left the Beit Din with this get, we say that the potential ability of another guy to marry her can't be deprived because this husband suddenly has the get in his hand. Okay, we will pick up at this point, Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, which will take us to the end of the Perek Shmini Masechet Gittin. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.